Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Life Inner Show. Today, we're going to talk about something really cool that I think, Peter, just about everybody deals with, and that is procrastination. And in particular, we're going to talk about three tangible ways to stop procrastinating so you can get those things done that you say you want to do and stop doing the things you say you want to stop doing. My name is Jason Wojo. I'm joined by Polish Peter, the co-host of the show. And dude, this is going to be a big one, man. Because how many of us... Dude, all of us procrastinate. And actually, speaking of podcasts and speaking of procrastinating, I remember you procrastinating starting your podcast back in the day, dude.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm just going to say it. I have no clue.
You procrastinated because you were... And why did you procrastinate, by the way? Was it just a fear thing?
No, it was making it perfect.
Oh, make it perfect.
Yeah, the thing about, remember I told you about is growing up, I was watching my uncle build everything. He built his furniture and everything. So I remember him literally sitting at this workshop. When you put furniture together, you interlock things. So he had to shave everything just perfectly it locks it in and all that kind of stuff. So I'm watching it. And so that's why I cared. I was an architect before this, right? On paper,
dude, you have to have
every number has to be exact. You know what I mean? So... that's what drove into this whole conversation. That's how I was, procrastinating.
So. Interesting. Well, let's talk about that, man. Let's talk about, before we even kind of get into tactics, let's talk about what procrastination is and why we do it. One of the things you mentioned, I think, is a huge reason for that, which is we want it to be perfect. It has to be, exact. And it's because, we put our time, our energy, our effort, our identity, so much into something. And, and quite frankly, not only probably do we want to be proud of it, but we also don't want criticism from other people and we're afraid what other people are going to think. I'm finished the book now and it took me 3 years to write, dude. I don't know the exact, I got to figure out the exact how many months, but I procrastinated a lot during that period of time too. And, sometimes I'd say I got just dragged back into the business or whatever happened, or I had an excuse or that. But if I look at it, some of it was just being afraid that it wasn't going to be good enough. And I want it to be exact and I want it to be perfect. And what if there's how many times can I spell check this thing, right? At some point you got to get it out there.
Yeah. And the thing is, you touched on something, because that perfection comes from the fear of, looking, being good enough and looking, good and avoiding looking bad and all those kinds of things. So what we're talking about right now, the procrastination aspect of some of the belief system that you might have, because that drives the thing. The other thing that I'd see a lot of people procrastinate because they don't make things that are important, and because they start looking from the perspective I got to take care of this, but I got so many other things I got to do first, right? And I make these other things important. And deep down inside, they might know that that is actually not the case. But in order to avoid doing this, because maybe it's a hard thing, they go and avoid it by saying the other things are important. They start focusing on the other things, right? So I'll give you an example. I need to go and grow my business. So I have to go and get clients, new clients. So the way I need to do it in my industry, I need to reach out to people, foreclosures, and I need to talk to people. But in order, because I don't really want to do this, so what I'll do is I'll procrastinate all this. I'll have to make sure that everything else is lined up. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out the script. I got to know exactly what to say and how to say to them and all those different things, as opposed to just getting on the call. Because we're making this huge mountain out of the mole that creates that procrastination. Yeah, molehill, yeah. So yeah, I was close enough, right? See, it's not about being perfect. Look at that.
Exactly. You'd never say a word the rest of your life if you were worried about being perfect.
That's true, right? It's mind shift, okay?
That's right.
I had to create for myself. But the point I'm making, if I don't get it right, guess what? I have someone on this podcast that will correct me. So it's all good, right?
Well, dude, but listen, so there's an important point there, because when you don't, and it comes down to fear, right? Whether it's being perfect or whether it's hey, I'm going to do these other things first. It's you're doing the safe things, right? Versus the scary things and, the things that can make an impact versus the things that make you comfortable. And they are two different things. And many times the other thing I'd say along that line is sometimes like letting this the thing that you have to do becomes so big that it becomes scarier and scarier the longer you wait. And I think time is procrastination's, you know, greatest ally, because like the longer you let it go, the harder it is to do it. It's like, you know, as an analogy, you know, you're 10 pounds overweight and you want to get into shape, and you kind of put it off because you're like, oh man, like I don't want to do it. And now you're 20 pounds overweight. Now it's even harder. Now you're 40 pounds overweight, and it just gets harder and harder and harder the longer you wait. Now I'm using weight, the example of weight, as something, as a metaphor, but also like the fact that you are waiting makes it harder as well. And so—
That you are what, waiting?
That you're waiting to do the things you want to do.
Oh, waiting.
So it's wait,
I thought you—
Yeah, so it's not— They're spelled okay. The same, but I'm using it in two different ways. And so,
that's yeah, dude,
this is,
it,
this is 2.0 stuff here, bro. You got to catch up.
I know. My English is simpler.
Right. So you got to like, you know, you got to realize the longer you wait, it doesn't get less scary. Like you're not going to get less scared. You're just going to waste more time.
Yeah. So let's put some practicality into it. So I'll give you guys an example. So even when I was writing my book, right? One of the things I was procrastinating on as well. So practical thing that I did is I literally had to get down to as simplest of a task as possible in order to, quote unquote, write this book. Because when I look at the whole book, I was thinking, well, how am I ever going to get this? And I'm not a writer. I'm a talker and blah, 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 blah. So when I started doing to be able to, let's say, write this chapter or whatever it might be, all I kept saying to myself, all I need to do is just open up the computer. And when I did that, all I need to do is just open up the Word document. And then when I did that, all I need to do is just write first sentence. So it's breaking it down to the small little chunks. And if it helps you, set a timer for 10 minutes and break it down to a small chunk and say, I'm just going to do this thing for just 10 minutes. And that's it. And when you start doing that, you'll be surprised how often you're going to go past the 10 minutes and you get more involved in that whatever you're doing. And from that one sentence, one paragraph, you're going to end up writing half a chapter or the whole chapter in that one sitting. So that's nice little practical tip to actually digest this big thing, that big mountain, into a small little action step to get you going. And we can apply this for anything and everything in life.
Well, yeah, like, dude, it's, you know, Newton's first law of motion, like, you know, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. So, like, once you get going, once you take that first step, the next one becomes easier. Like, and by the way, this is why if you stop doing something, then it becomes harder to get back on the train again, because, like, you've stopped the momentum. And momentum is a hugely powerful effect in doing anything you want to do. And so set yourself up for an easy way to do that. So whether it's a timer for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or like, hey, I'm going to commit to writing a sentence or five sentences, or you know what, I'm going to just get to the gym. I'm not even committing to working out, but I'm going to drive to the gym. And then, okay, like, well, you know what, like I can do 5 minutes on the treadmill. Well, you're going to do that 5 minutes and be like, you know what, I can do another 5 minutes. You hit 10 minutes. You're like, you know what, I'm going to shoot for 20 minutes. And that's the way it works. So along those lines of doing that, you try to hack your environment in a way, or set up your environment in a way that is conducive to you doing the things you want to do. And so, for instance, if you have a challenge getting to the gym, put your clothes next to the bed in the morning. You know, have a pre-workout ready so that you're caffeinated and you feel like you don't want to waste that. Or have, you know, your gym bag ready to go. Or if it's something like, you know, have your computer open and that document already opened in your screen, you know, figure out ways to kind of like to make it easier. Yeah. Make it easier for yourself versus harder. It's the exact opposite approach, like to make it difficult for yourself. Meaning like, you know, if you're trying to resist, you know, cookies, well, your first thing would be, of course, don't buy them. But let's say you bought them. Okay, well, I'm going to put them on the top shelf in the kitchen cabinet where I need to get a chair to get the cookies. Like, we're doing the opposite here. We're making it easier for us. Like, if you have a hard time remembering your vitamins, put them on the sink in your bathroom next to the, you know, when you go to brush your teeth. Like, it's all about proximity and keeping things like really simple and easy that way. And setting up your environment to be conducive to that.
So is that what you're doing with your kids? You're putting the cookies at the top shelf so they can't reach them, but you can and get to the cookies yourself?
Dude, I'm not telling you my secrets.
Exactly. All right.
Hey, we're going to get right back to the episode, but before we do, I'm so excited to finally share this with you. The Business for Life book is finally launching. I've taken 3+ years of my life, 15 years of academic training, 19 years in business, and put all of this into one single source for you to create an amazing life and business you love. If you've been following the podcast for any period of time, you know this is all what we're about, and never before have I taken all the principles, all the lessons, all the experiences into one place so that you can have a step-by-step blueprint for achieving it. It's meant to be tactical. It's meant to be a roadmap. It's not a fluffy business book, but something you can actually use and refer to achieve the freedom you wanted to business for, so that you can get your time back, so that you can get your life back. Go to businessforlife.com to learn more. You can grab your copy off Amazon, and the instructions are right there. I'm so excited to be part of this journey alongside you, and I have something here that I know 1,000% is going to help you like nothing else ever has before, and I'm proud to present this to you and be part of that. So go get that book, and let's get back to the episode.
So listen, so I think we hit that one pretty good. So here's the other thing I want you guys to consider is this. Because by the way, to what Virgil mentioned, like, you can just wear your workout clothes in the morning. Like, you know how many times I've actually put the clothes in the morning when I got out of bed to put my workout clothes on so I don't have to deal with it later?
Dude, you could sleep in your workout clothes if you wanted to.
Well, you could, I guess. Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the extreme here. So, but yeah, I get it. I hope you guys get it. Okay, so here's the next one. I want you guys to consider to eliminate the procrastination. And then it's that spirit of competition, whether it's competition with yourself or someone with you. What I mean by that, let's say use that example for gym. When I go on a treadmill, let's say, right, and I'm tracking my time, how long it takes me to, you know, do some kind of workout, let's say get to a mile, right? So I mark that down, and the next time I'm competing with myself to get, let's say, 10 seconds faster or whatever it might be. So I'm competing with myself that keeps me moving forward, keeps the momentum going, because a lot of times the enemy of the procrastination is momentum. And as long as you keep the momentum going, it helps you to keep moving forward so you don't procrastinate or fall off the wagon.
Dude, I thought you were going to say you look at the person next to the treadmill and be like, start walking faster than them and start keep looking at them. Like, to try to beat them.
So moving to the second part of it is competing with others, right? So yeah. Whether it's competing with your buddy or competing with someone in a gym, like you're looking at someone in a gym and they're like, oh, they're doing this. And whatever works for you.
They're like, who's this weirdo that keeps like looking at me? Like,
well, yeah, I'm not, you know, literally looking, but you know, you guys get the point. But that, like, competition that you can create for yourself, it can really get you going.
You can have some fun with it. Have some fun with it. Like, you know, and also, like, you know, one other thing I think about that is like using other people's motivation, like, you know, being encouraged by others and like motivated by others. Like, so not even you got competition, but you also have like someone who you see doing something and that you like the results they're getting and you're like, man, I want that. And so you can use that as inspiration too.
Yes. So I think that's a really cool one. And the third one that I want to bring up is, Virgil mentioned in the beginning of this particular podcast, is creating consequence. And creating a consequence that is getting you off that sidelines to actually do that thing. And then you mentioned my particular procrastination on my podcast. There was a big consequence back then. We don't have to mention what the consequence was on this particular podcast, but there was a consequence. And by
Are
the
you
way,
sure?
I had to agree to it. And the people that were holding me accountable, I had to make sure without a shadow of a doubt that they're going to keep me accountable. So that consequence for that particular podcast to get this thing out there got me off my sidelines to actually put the podcast out there. So I think that's a really important, because I think a lot of us think about it this way. We in human nature will probably do more in order to avoid pain, to avoid consequence, to avoid hurt, as opposed to gaining some pleasure. So when it comes to that, most people are motivated by the consequences to, I don't want to have that pain. I don't want to do that. So in order to do that, that's why there's deadlines. But that's why companies go and create new bills due by this particular time. That's why all those different deadlines are put in place, because the consequence gets you moving. So Put that in place, whether it's with yourself or someone that you know that will keep you accountable and that you actually agree that you have some authority. They have authority over you in your mind to be able to get you going. So I think that's a really important one as well.
Yeah, I think some people work by consequences, like, hey, I'm not getting ice cream until I finish my broccoli kind of thing. Other people maybe are motivated by reward. So, hey, unless, you know, once I get to, which I guess you could just say is still kind of a consequence, like I don't get to go on that trip if I don't get this done. And so, you know, either way. I also think you said there at the end is having somebody else know about what you're doing or what you're trying to accomplish. If you're struggling with it, get some accountability, get another partner or a little accountability group going with this. You know, this is one of the reasons why like small groups at churches function is like, you know, helping, having a small group of people that you intimately know and you care about and they care about you and, you know, helping keep each other to a higher standard. And so let's kind of review some of these, man. So we started off, we talked about kind of redefining and understanding why we procrastinate. We talked about the value of time and how that works against you when you try to get things done. We talked about, having a little timer, setting up your environment. We talked about kind of hacking your system or your kind of the way you kind of get things done to make sure that you maximize your chances of doing the thing. We talked about, accountability. We talked about consequences. What else? Did I sum it up?
Yeah, and then like think about it this way too. Don't overcomplicate things. I think we tend to overcomplicate some of those different things, right? And what I mean by that is people sometimes think like, okay, I need to be motivated first before I do this. It's the other way around. Go take an action. Like we're talking, put your pants on to go to the gym. Take that action. I remember it just popped into my head. When I had a hard time going to the gym and I would be tired because my gym was at 3:30, I would drink a cup of coffee or get a pre-workout in me. And 15 minutes later, I want to rip that, pictures off the wall kind of thing.
Rip those pink dumbbells off the rack like nothing, bro.
Right. So the point I'm making is that set yourself up, right? And don't make a huge deal out of it. We overcomplicate stuff. Keep it simple,
Well, to that point, going through all of these things is a source of procrastinating. Like, so don't listen to this podcast and try to figure out every little way to like hack your system because now you are procrastinating.
Just take action, right? Keep it simple.
Right,
just
right.
Take an action.
Use these, but don't and implement it. And like, listen, yeah, I implement some of this stuff, but like once it's there, it's there. Like, and so like don't overcomplicate it and don't procrastinate procrastinating. So hope that makes sense. Go get that thing done. Like, and if you want, let us know in the Facebook group. Just go find us if you're not in there already and tell us what you've been procrastinating and like let us help you. We can help keep you accountable as well. I hope you enjoyed the episode. We will see you guys next time.